This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day joins us as usual to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, let's begin in South America. They have had some rainfall, and it's been pretty widespread across Brazil. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it certainly has. They've had a weather pattern change here over the past week that was really nice to see. They had some warm, dry weather conditions, and things were getting a little bit dry, and the rain's pretty timely. And the outlook for especially the growing areas of Brazil is still looking pretty wet. It looks like an active pattern for all the key growing areas of Brazil with more rain coming, as well as some of the key areas of Argentina. They're also likely to get into some of the precipitation here in the next week. Temperatures, Brazil and all that rain, as you'd expect, when it's wet, it tends to be a little cooler than normal, and that would be the case as well.
No, good for the crop probably, because it was not only dry, but it was really hot for a few days, more than a few days, in the middle of the last month, to the beginning of this month. So hopefully they'll have some better times there. Here in the United States, we're watching winter weather across the Midwest. It's cold, and there's been a little ice, a little bit of snow. What can you tell me about the places which will receive the most problematic?
Well, we're definitely have shifted gears from where we were for most of December with the colder weather now finally arriving into the Great Lakes, the Midwest, and the East. It's going to continue to be cold. Going forward here for the next week or two, we're going to continue to have opportunities for Canadian air to slip on in. Lake effect snows moving through some portions of the Midwest and Great Lakes, and that'll be something to watch over the next coming days. We're also going to see some penetration of some of that colder air all the way into the southeast United States. Places that have been very warm this winter, like Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and even Florida, headed towards much colder temperatures. Now, there is ice and snow coming for the Midwest and the East over the next week or two. While we may not have one particular storm in our sights yet, we have all the right ingredients for winter storm conditions developing during that time frame.
And I know you've broadly been watching El Nino. Is it beginning to wane yet at all?
Well, the El Nino itself, the warmer water temperatures in the subtropic Pacific are beginning to trend downward, where those temperatures have peaked. However, there's always a lag. And the lag, that extra heat and moisture in the atmosphere, will continue to bring very good chances for more precipitation to the far west and the desert states over the coming weeks and really over the next 3 or 4 months. So while El Nino itself is weakening, already last week we had anywhere from 3 to over 10 inches of waterfall in portions of California. And the prospects for more rain in drought-stricken western areas looks pretty good in the coming weeks and months.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.